Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even though there is so much wrestling on TV, you could spend every waking hour watching it. Sometimes you also want to watch programs about wrestling. It is a paradox. There have been plenty of these over the years, though, and if you're looking for a way to just have predetermined sports throw up over you constantly, well, I'm Simon from What Culture. Please do hit that subscribe button. And this is the 10 best TV shows about wrestling. Number 10, Dark Side of the Ring. Vice's acclaimed docuseries offers a more depressing look into the world of wrestling as it seeks to tell stories that do not paint the industry in a good light. Also attempting to be even-handed and getting some notable names to share their own experiences, Dark Side of the Ring is equal parts informative and equal parts shocking. So far, we've deep-dived into the likes of the Owen Hart tragedy, the horrendous Chris Benoit murders, and sparked some serious controversy after revealing some of the happenings on the plane ride from hell. There's three seasons to go through as of me speaking, with a fourth almost certain, and even if you consider yourself a casual fan, whatever that means, it's definitely worth a look. It is only fair to say that Dark Side of the Ring also got in a bit of bother recently when Jim Ross came out and said that he wasn't going to contribute anymore because he didn't appreciate how they'd been edited, so as ever, make sure you watch all of this with a pinch of salt. However, if you are into behind-the-scenes professional wrestling and you really want to do a deep dive, I don't think you're going to find anything better than this. Number 9, Heels. Following two brothers making their way through the Georgia wrestling scene, Heels is great. It knows what it is, plays to its audience, and quite clearly everybody involved loves some grappling. It also finds a good balance between the in-ring action and character-driven stories away from the squared circle, which means no matter your fandom, you're probably gonna like it. Its real joy is that few dramas have ever treated sports entertainment with so much respect, which is why long-term followers will probably appreciate it even more. Also, it is well acted. And CM Punk turns up every now and then. Don't pretend you don't want to see him. So if you're looking for a way to get your significant other into the sport of kings but need some sort of gateway, you could do far worse than trying this. Number 8, Mucha Lucha. This has been around 20 years, and yet people do not talk about it enough. Straight from Warner Brothers, Mucha Lucha is set in the Californian town of Luchaville, where everybody is a masked luchador because of course. Our three main characters are Ricochet, Buena Girl, and Flea, and have a guess what they're trying to do. That's right, make their way through Lucha School. You can see the theme here. The best thing about it is not only does it serve as a love letter to all things flippy floppy, but it's also wonderfully wholesome. It's one of those shows adults and kids can watch together and just feel glee. It also looks great, and while it only had three seasons and a movie, you should watch it. It's so much fun, and let's be honest, will make you feel all warm and fuzzy in your tum-tum. Number 7, The Wrestlers. Before it got into Dark Side of the Ring, Vice commissioned this 10-episode travelogue following wrestlers from all around the world. It offers a fascinating look into the industry away from the mainstream, as you head to the likes of Bolivia, the American Indies, Canada, and even the Congo. The real joy is that we're so used to seeing everything from the WWE, AEW, and New Japan prism, which is great, that getting the other side on occasion will blow your mind. It didn't get the audience, sadly, so was a one and done, but this initial run is still out there for you to watch. I mean, if you want to see the ups and downs of a struggling wrestler, you owe it to yourself to find the time. Number 6, Tiger Mask W. One of two major anime wrestling shows, I will be frank with you, this rocks. A spiritual successor to the original Tiger Mask series that ran from 1969 to 1971, this version still finds a way to stand on its own two feet. Go watch the intro sequence if you still need convincing, and much like Heels, Tiger Mask W knows when to get in the ring and when to hop out in order to tell some stories. It is the quiet wink and nods that will delight you, though, from the gargantuan Global Wrestling Monopoly promotion, or GWM, and I wonder who that's meant to be, to the guest appearances from many New Japan stars such as Okada, Tanahashi, and even Kenny Omega. Though in summary,
This is awesome.
Number 5, Young Rock. While you do need to remind yourself that Young Rock plays hard and loose with the facts, Dwayne Johnson's series focus on his own upbringing is so respectful to the business and backed with so much cash, it feels like a proper deal. Hardcore fans will enjoy the different personalities that pop up from Andre the Giant to Ric Flair, and like most of the things The Rock produces, this is an entertainment show about wrestling rather than the other way around. You will have to raise your own eyebrow, as it does feel like Young Rock sometimes is a litmus test to see if Rocky could be successful if he ever ran for president, but just ignore that and enjoy a mainstream program about grappling. If you're currently watching WWE 2, you also get little hints here, like when The Rock met with his cousin Roman Reigns, and they talked about having a match at WrestleMania. I'm sure these teases will continue on too, meaning if you haven't stopped by Young Rock, you may as well go and do it right now. Number 4, Celebrity Deathmatch. If you're of a certain age, you will both remember and love Celebrity Deathmatch. Somehow it is 25 years old now, but MTV's wrestling-inspired series was both a parody of celebrity culture and sports entertainment, as famous people did beat the shit out of each other thanks to the world of stop animation. Admittedly, some of it has now aged terribly, and while the focus was more on Hollywood and taking shots at them, the then WWF was all over it, especially when Stone Cold Steve Austin would often turn up to say hello and then drop someone. In 2018, we were even told that we were getting a reboot, but as we are now years removed from this, and I and nobody else has heard a thing, I wouldn't hold your breath. Although don't do that anyway, it's not good for you. Number 3, the Mongo Wrestling Alliance. Airing on Adult Swim back in 2011, this is a cult favorite for wrestling fans, even though it did only last for 10 episodes. It's so over the top in the best possible way as Rusty enters the scene to avenge his betrayed grandfather and restore his family name. Don't expect anything overly polished, as this is meant to be as crude as it can get away with, but it is so ridiculous and stupidly violent it will draw you in. Each show only lasts 11 minutes too, so it's not like you can't find the time. You also have a top-notch voice cast with the likes of Pamela Adlon, Will Sasso, Billy West, and Hardy Dean Stanton, but do be warned, this is not for everyone and can be truly surreal. If you do like that, however, go nuts. Number 2, Glow. One of the most stylish and best acted wrestling TV shows ever made, Glow focuses on the promotion Glamorous Ladies of Wrestling, hence the name. Netflix's drama also just ticks every box when it comes to finding this balance between sports entertainment and what you want from a television program, especially as you get the very real spin of women trying to make it in a male-dominated industry. You also get proper laughs from Glow, as well as gut-wrenching emotion, and anybody can watch this. It may be about wrestling, but it leans so far into real life and personal struggles, its appeal will stretch far and wide. It was meant to get a fourth and final season, but the pandemic seems to have stopped that as Netflix cancelled it, while also making sweeping changes to its business model. Still, let's hope someday we do get a conclusion. This was really good. Number 1, Ultimate Muscle, The Kenny Kuman Legacy. You've probably not heard of this, which is a massive shame. The crazy popular manga series has been adapted into many an anime show over the years, but Ultimate Muscle is one that made the biggest dent outside of Japan. It revolves around Kid Muscle, who must team up with the world's greatest wrestlers to take down the DMP, or a group of bad guy invaders who arrive in Earth inside a giant fist. It's quite obvious these guys are meant to be the NWO, especially as one of their members is called Kevin Mask, and this is just filled with insider references that will leave you giddy. It never takes itself seriously either and has some characters you'll wish became real wrestlers, and it even got its own video game on the GameCube back in the day. And never forget, my friends, if you get a game on the GameCube, that is the constant sign of success.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.